conversation with our friend Richard Battle, back with us from the Lone Star State, author of Americans Who Made America. Richard, how goes it down there in the state of Texas this morning?
Good morning, Joe. We're doing great. Thank you for having us back with you again.
And it's great to have you back on the show, my friend. And we were talking earlier in this hour just about the uniqueness that all of us are born into in terms of, when you look at your thumbprint, there are billions of people around the world. You're the only one, to my knowledge, unless there's some sort of breaking news out there. Out of the billions of people in the world, when you look at your fingerprints, you're the only person that has those sets of fingerprints of any of the billions of people, from sea to shining sea and around this beautiful planet that we call Earth. If that does not tell you that there might be a higher being at work in terms of your own uniqueness, I don't know what will, Richard.
Well, that's exactly correct. And it doesn't matter who's running the government. No one can make us all equal or give us all equity because we are different. And all you have to do is, if you're a parent and have more than one child, is no matter how you parent them the same, they will all be individuals the way they live and grow up.
I can't get over it. And it happens on both sides when we get into this political conversation, when the other team is in the minority or the majority, all hell is breaking loose, dark times are ahead. What sort of leader leads with that sort of mindset, right? We're living in dark times. I mean, we've had dark times before. There have been much darker times before the United States of America existed. Why would you encourage move that sort of mindset, particularly amongst young people? All right, adults, we've got gray matter in between our ears. But in terms of trying to inspire, motivate the next generation of people who'll be guiding this country and helping set the priorities, and frankly, around the world when it comes to our United States of America, why would our leaders have that sort of message and utilize that message to control the way you and I see the world?
Well, that's a great question, because all you have to do is look at a football coach. If you're down and being beaten, or if you're not succeeding, do they beat on you and tell you how bad you are? If they're successful, they don't do that. They lift you up when you're down and inspire you to be better and work harder to become more than you are currently. And that's the exact same motivations that helps individuals in life. When they're down, you lift them up. If they get a little too full of themselves, then you tell them, hey, you're not as good as you think you are. You can do better. So we take those personalities and inspire them, because each individual's contribution contributes to the team or the country's success, regardless of what field we're in.
I don't think we're misguiding our young people to dream or take advantage of some of the gifts that they have and try and build upon those things. And eventually, the real world hits and you have to make adjustments to keep yourself standing tall and to move forward in a way that will be a positive contributing factor to your community, your family, your neighbors. We know the world isn't all sunshines and rainbows, but I mean, Richard, there are countless examples, and we spoke with one of those examples just a little while ago, our friend Cassie Clark from Where the Dogwood Blooms, on how she was able to lift herself out of generational poverty and then really started to take a deep dive in terms of the system, what's wrong with the system, and how she was able to turn her life into something that she never dreamed of as a little kid who thought she was going to freeze to death because she was so cold as a child living up in the mountains of North Carolina. There are millions of examples of that in our country, yet we always look towards the dark times and the negativity.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you see people who don't succeed and fulfill their talent, a lot of time it's because they've never experienced adversity and had to overcome it. When you experience adversity and challenges and setbacks and failures, that's when the internal spirit comes in and helps an individual to grow and be better. And that's what's so important, because we're all going to fail at some time. The question is, what do we do when we have that setback, and how do we utilize that positively going forward versus letting it conquer us and limit our future opportunities?
When it comes to God, family, and country, as you highlight through your now series of books, Americans Who Made America, God, family, and country has carried a lot of individuals through some very interesting times in our nation, and has helped, of course, create the greatest land the world has ever seen, the greatest form of government ever known to man, lifting more people out of poverty over 250 years than nations who are centuries older than ours are still dealing with in large part. And that's growing and getting worse and not better elsewhere around the world. When it comes to some of the influencers who have kind of set the tone for us as a nation, you brought up to me just the other day a guy who goes by the name of John Philip Sousa. Okay, we're getting ready to celebrate the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps right before Veterans Day. What did Mr. Sousa contribute to the Marine Corps and to our nation?
Well, and this is another example, and this is what I'm highlighting in the Americans Who Made America series, is that American-do spirit. That's what's made our country prosperous and successful. And that's the combination of economic and political freedom that our founders crafted uniquely in world history and gave us individually. And Sousa is the epitome of someone who had a gift. His father recognized it. He apprenticed him to the Marine Corps band when he was 13 because his father was in the band. But he wasn't satisfied with playing an instrument or becoming the leader of the band, which he did in 1880. He composed our country's greatest march music, songs that you'll recognize, as Stars and Stripes Forever, which is our national march, or Semper Fidelis, which is the Marine Corps march song. He utilized those talents combined with hard work and time as force multipliers to become this great gift to the country.
Some time, right? It always takes time, along with hard work, failing, lifting yourself back up. I mean, while many of our stories might be different as to how we got from point A to point B, there are a lot of commonalities, right, in how people are able to become successful and influential, and that spans across our nation's history.
Well, that's exactly right. When I was growing up and until recently, most of the personal development courses I went to, you'd look at your strengths and you'd look at things you weren't strong at, and they would focus on the things you weren't strong at, trying to help you improve that. Well, I think that what we need to do is recognize individuals' gifts and help them magnify their gifts and find somebody else who's strong in a gift that I may be weak in, for example, and let them exercise that unique gift that they have. And Adam Smith, the Scottish philosopher who wrote The Wealth of Nations, called it the invisible hand. And that's when everybody exercises their unique talents and gifts, it all contributes to making the country better.
John Philip Sousa, one of the influencers that is highlighted in Richard's series of books, Americans Who Made America, as you said, composed some of the greatest patriotic tunes that carry through today. I mean, next time you hear a military band, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, you're going to hear what has been coined as the king of marches, right? The March King, when it comes to some of the music that he has composed.
Well, that's exactly correct, and I guarantee you it'll make your heart beat a little faster, your toe will tap, you will recognize the music. You may not remember or recognize who wrote it, but he established all of the great marches in our country, and at a time when we went into the American century or the 20th century, it contributed to patriotic spirit, which used to be bipartisan love of country, much more so than this effort to become part of this global, single world type government that's been the last few years put upon us. And so if you're an American and you love America as founded, you're going to love John Philip Sousa music.
I mean, you think the tide has turned a bit over the last few years? I don't know. Maybe it's because we've been getting dogged by one of the main political parties in our country, meaning our nation. Hey, we were never so great. America is just like every other nation around the world. That's starting to the tune that Americans are singing. A little bit of different sort of way of looking at one political party that is hell-bent, as you said, in bringing us into this globalist sort of mindset. And now those Americans tending to swing the other way in terms of the pendulum. Maybe we should love our country. Maybe we should look at how we've evolved over the 250 years. Is everything perfect? No, of course not. But we're striving every day to become a more perfect union, or at least that's, you know, the case that's made by some, and we should, you know, embrace that and not turn it away. Does it surprise you that the momentum is leaning in that direction as compared to what I described in terms of the dark times and how our nation, you know, is, and we should be ashamed of ourselves from where we came from?
Well, I think it is, and I hope it is. I think people are recognizing that you can't put all these countries together around the world and have everything goes smoothly. That's the fallacy of that argument. And our country is not perfect, but if you go to other countries around the world, you will appreciate it much better when we see how other countries are. And if we join all of those countries and have a single world government, it will bring us down versus lifting them up. So we need to celebrate what we have and improve upon it. And that's the forming a more perfect union, the first objective of the preamble of the Constitution. As Vince Lombardi, the Hall of Fame coach, said, we're going to pursue perfection. We'll never catch perfection, but in the effort to be perfect, we will catch excellence. And that's what we need to do to be the best we can.
RichardBattle.com with an inspirational message here today, you know, highlighting the influencers that you may or may not know of in the course of our nation's history. Today, our focus was on a gentleman who went by the name of John Philip Sousa, one of the more famous composers in the Marine Corps band, you know, dating back years and years and years. Not only did this guy obviously dedicate his life through service, but he had a very open-minded and positive outlook on life altogether. What were some of the things that he said that stuck with you, which then led you to put him in your book, Americans Who Made America?
Well, I think one of the things that he recognized, and he said, any composer who is gloriously conscious that he is a composer must believe that he receives his inspiration from a source higher than himself. So unlike some of the people we see today in music and other fields that believe they are this great creator of what they do, he recognized that he not only had this gift for music, but he had an inspirational gift that would come to him and help him compose the music that we enjoy so much.
I mean, this is just a perfect way to wrap up the conversation, circling all the way back to our first point here this morning as it relates to your fingerprints, your thumbprint, one of billions around the world. And we think about a source higher than yourself, created in a unique image with your own strengths and weaknesses, and working towards building upon those strengths and working to, of course, improve on your weaknesses, something that, to me, just is left out of the conversation in large part in the way we go about our business and the leaders who we choose to represent us in elected government, particularly up in the swamp known as Washington, D.C. RichardBattle.com, Americans Who Made America. Richard, thanks as always for the time and the history lesson here this morning.
Always my pleasure, my friend. God bless America.
RichardBattle.com, a great friend of mine down from the Lone Star State, joins us every couple of weeks to tell us some tales of yesteryear over the course of our 249 years in existence as the United States of America.